morning.
Good morning.
There is great power in humility. Humility is a cornerstone of improvement. Without humility, we become stagnant with who we are and where we are in that moment. Or beyond that, we even regress from the progress we had achieved or received. In any facet of life, it is the moments where we think that we know when we don't know, that we block our minds from the continual improvement that we so desperately need. Luke 14:11. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. We should be honest in humility about where we are on our walk. Galatians 6:3. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. In our natural sinful state, we are closed off from the mind of God. It is humbleness to his mercy and grace that is the first step to unlocking our minds to accept God's cleansing wisdom. 1 Corinthians 2:14, the person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. In humbleness to God's will, there is also conviction and discipline. However, in the Spirit, there is also peace and joy. Moreover, the conviction we receive, while it feels painful in the moment, is the necessary foundation of sanctification. Again, through the results of humbleness, we see the complexity and vastness of how it begins to affect our lives. More so, it does not only affect our lives, but the lives of those around us. It is through humbleness that we see that we are not greater than others, and we are certainly not greater than God or his will. Through this complexity of change and growth of ourselves and the effect it has on others, we should be ever so diligent to have our minds open to God's will through humbleness. Scripture reminds us that God's thoughts and ways are greater than our thoughts and ways. In our limited view, we can often not see how his commands and callings will work out in the end. This is why humbleness and trust is crucial in these circumstances as we follow his Spirit where he guides us, even when and especially when we don't understand. Let's go to prayer. Lord, help us to be humble, because without your Spirit, we are stuck in foolish pride. Remind us that your understanding is greater than our own, so that we may live in obedience even when we don't understand. Amen.